time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio.
Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio.
On the drive to work, you tuned to a wacky, zany morning show and heard them say something distasteful. You can't believe your ears. You were just shocked by a shock jock.
Isn't that what a shock jock does?
Now, you're gonna do something about it.
Get that monster fired! Yeah.
So the next time you see a guy protesting your favorite morning show because it messed with his PC sensibilities, exercise your First Amendment rights and give a single finger salute to Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio, a real American hero.
Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio.
You know, there is this thing called a tuner, and it actually lets you change the radio station. Isn't that incredible?
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the Morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning and welcome to Monday. It's September 27th, and Kara is not in the studio today. She's still out of town in Texas in her high school reunion. So I hope you're having a great time, Kara, but I do have two lovely guests in the studio. We have Bree and we have Brooke in the studio. So I hope I don't mix up your names because they sound alike. Welcome to the show. I better bring up your mics, right? There you go.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, so we have a sweltering day in L.A. What do we have, like 115, 120?
115 yesterday. And yesterday, when I was driving to Santa Monica, it went all the way down to 85.
Really?
And it felt cool.
And that's hot for Santa Monica, too, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, okay, well, let's start with you, Brooke. You live in L.A. now?
Yes,
obviously.
I live downtown.
Uh-huh.
I do.
And were you born here originally? Or?
No, I was born in South Carolina, so
I'm very far from home. Southern Belle, huh?
Southern Belle all the way.
Yeah.
I do not have an accent, though.
No, you don't.
And I say y'all a lot.
Do you?
But other than that.
It depends who you talk to, huh?
I think so. It's really funny. Everybody asks me if I'm Southern, and I just do not hear an accent at all.
Really?
I get French a lot. People think I'm French.
That's
It's kind of
really?
The opposite of Southern, I guess.
Yeah.
Different.
Yeah. You know what? That fan is making noise, but I don't know what we're going to do without it. It's making me crazy. But, yeah, our air conditioning here in the building broke yesterday, and everybody had to do a show. If you think it's hot now, imagine, like, in the afternoon.
I can't imagine.
And people had to sit here with fans and everything, and it was extremely hot, you know?
Mm-mm.
So I'm sweating already with the hot coffee and everything. But we're going to try and make it. So if the show is a little noisy in the background, give us a break, you know. So you're originally from South Carolina.
I am.
And when did you move out here?
3 years ago.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, so you've been here a while.
I've been here a little while.
Yeah.
I do feel like a California native now.
Uh-huh. Do you like it here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I'll probably be here for a while.
I know. It's hard to say I love L.A., you know?
Like it is.
With a straight face. How about you, Bree? Where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Really?
Yeah,
oh, home of the Steelers.
Away. Yeah, yeah. And the Penguins.
The Penguins, too. Yeah.
Penguins.
What do I know about? Is that like hockey or something?
Yes, it's like hockey.
Yeah, what do I know about hockey? Here in L.A., we don't deal with ice.
Right? Man, oh, man.
So that's cool. And when did you move out here to?
Oh, my gosh. Like 7.5 years ago.
Oh, really?
San Diego. Lived around San Diego. Then moved to L.A., then to Orange County, and now I'm back up in L.A.
Yeah, I'm surprised you moved from San Diego. It's a beautiful place there.
Oh, huh? I loved San Diego.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man.
So So what happened there? I mean, why did you move?
I was driving up here every single day for fashion design internships.
Like, oh, really?
3-hour drive in the morning, 3-hour drive at night, and then 12 hours during the day for the internship. And
really?
I got sick, so I had to move up here so I didn't have to drive about 15 hours a day every day.
Wow.
I know, it was crazy.
I know. Hold on just a second. I'm going to turn off the air because it's too noisy for me. So you guys say something.
Say something. So yeah, do you have French blood? Maybe that's why.
I do not. I don't know what it is.
What's in your ethnic background?
I'm half British and half Native American.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow.
So I don't know.
Really?
Yeah,
that's an interesting.
Well, yeah, beautiful mix. You turn out beautifully.
Thank you.
That's cool. Now it's a lot quieter. Did you notice that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a lot quieter. So we'll sweat a little bit, but what the hell? You'll have a good memory.
It's okay. I have a cardigan. I'm just gonna take off my cardigan now.
Yeah. So you lived in San Diego for how long? 2 years?
About 2.5 years.
2.5 years. Did you go to school there or something?
No. I had already graduated, so I went out there to be with my ex who lived there.
Uh-huh.
And I was driving up here every day. It wasn't working, so dumped him. Dumped the job.
Mm-hmm. Dumped San Diego and moved here.
Right.
Sounds good. As long as you don't get too attached, that's good. You know?
Exactly.
You can just up and leave whenever you want.
Love that. I'm all about that.
Yeah. So how did you end up moving from Pittsburgh to San Diego? What happened there?
Well, I went to school in Savannah, Georgia, and then I moved to San Diego to be with my ex.
Oh, so you were in the South as well for a while.
I was.
Yeah. How did you pick Georgia?
So I might have picked up the accent a little bit, which like I'm Southern, but I don't hear it at all. Savannah College of Art and Design.
Uh-huh.
For fashion.
Cool. Get just a little closer to the mic. Yeah,
there
we
go.
Yeah, so we can hear you close and full, you know?
No, I
we
want to
hear every word you have to say.
This is important.
So, that's cool. So you went to school in Georgia.
I did.
And how was it there? Was
I
it cool?
Loved it. Well, it was really crazy hot and humid, but
really?
Lots of gorgeous thunderstorms. Oh, which
gorgeous thunderstorms.
I miss it so much.
Really?
I miss Savannah.
I do too.
Oh my God. Don't you
the rain.
Miss the rain.
The smell and hearing the rain.
Mm-hmm.
I miss
beautiful.
Yeah, I love rain. You see, I wouldn't mind some thunderstorms here, but
I know, right?
Here every day is the same. It just gets a little hotter, maybe.
That's why it's boring.
Yeah.
You can appreciate the sun more when it's raining.
You have 4 full seasons. You know?
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah, we only have 1.5 seasons here. Real hot and kind of hot, you know. But at least it's not as bad as Vegas. Have you guys been to Vegas at all?
Oh my gosh. I was there in August for work, and it was 115 the entire time.
Yep.
Yeah, even at night.
It was even humid. Vegas,
really?
I've never been to Vegas when it was humid. It was so humid.
Really?
It was disgusting.
Yeah, and it's still like 120 at night when there's no sun.
I know. You walk down the street, and you still are just sweating.
Yeah, at least here it cools down a little bit in the evening, you know, which is amazing. I mean, yesterday there was a drop of like 40 degrees.
That's crazy.
From the high to the low. Yeah, like from 115 to 65 or something.
That's
you know?
Hard to believe.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, you need a jacket at night, you know, so that's pretty cool. And so did you go to school too, Brooke?
I did. I actually went for fashion design as well. That's why I moved here.
Wow, how cool.
To go to college.
Yeah.
Downtown.
What
where
a small world.
Live.
You're both into fashion. Huh?
Yeah. And our names both start with B.
With B's and R's, I'm telling you. So you went to fashion school, and where was that?
It's downtown. I went to the Fashion Institute of
Here in
L.A. Merchandising. Mm-hmm.
I see. That's cool. Yeah. So when did you discover you wanted to get into fashion?
I think I was 3 years old.
Mom.
Yeah.
She says it with a straight face.
Three. And, I asked my mother to teach me how to sew when I was 3.
Aww.
And then, when I was 4, my mom used to have multiple colors of bandanas. You know, like late 80s, everybody had bandanas. And, One day I tied them all together and made a dress when she was like outside mowing the grass and I come out to her like shaking, you know, in my little princess heels, and she like takes a million pictures and that was
Did you dress up your dolls and everything, obviously, right?
I never dressed them up. Yeah. I would always take the clothes off and then sew new clothes for them.
Really?
But I had to sew it on them, you know?
How cute.
And I'd have to cut them off if I wanted to change it. Yeah. See, that's where you didn't come up with this. I did balloons. I cut off the balloons and it just fit on the doll. No sewing involved.
That is genius. Balloons. That is genius.
So they get like rubber suits.
Yeah, they were when I was a kid.
Wow. And Bree, so what was your early interest also in fashion?
Well, performing. I was always making up songs and building forts and stages and coming up with all these crazy plays. But yeah. I thought I hated acting and I didn't want to do it. But then after graduating, I was like, I do like acting and I hate fashion.
Really? So you changed your direction as far as that goes.
I did, right after I graduated.
So, and then you realized if I want to act, I need to move to L.A.
Exactly.
So that was the thinking there.
Mm-hmm.
But you moved to San Diego because you had a boyfriend at the time.
Yeah.
I see. Did you guys meet at college or?
No, we actually met
online.
Oh,
wow.
And I met my new boyfriend, my boyfriend of the hour, on Craigslist.
Really?
Wow.
I know.
I'm totally serious. And we've been together
the
for
horror,
two and a
huh?
half years.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty
Love
cool.
Love on Craigslist. Who knew?
Yeah. No, but online works. You know, I mean, that's where
it
I
does.
Met my current wife is I met
well,
her
there
on,
you go.
Online, you know?
Giving
yeah.
me luck.
And it works. Yeah. I mean, well, Craigslist, you know? I thought Craigslist is only sex ads. What do I know?
Well, Craigslist is not Match.com, Brady.
Yeah.
Come on.
So, but that's interesting that you met someone serious, like a serious relationship there and stuff.
It's
Have you
awesome.
Ever tried online, Brooke?
No.
Like online dating?
I don't think so.
No?
No, no.
You probably get hit on a lot without it, right? You don't have to go look
at it. I'm more of the kind of meet me in, like, you know, the middle of the day, you know, while I'm in my daily activities.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
my last boyfriend, I think I met at a coffee shop.
So, oh, really?
You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I would imagine you both get hit on quite a bit, you know. I mean, it's like I always wonder what's it like to be a woman, you know, where you're attractive and everything, and you get attention all the time where you can't just live a normal life.
Well, the thing is, I don't like getting hit on. I just feel like it's super creepy. So I like to do the choosing. So I go online and I hunt for men.
I see.
And then
okay.
I'm like, okay, I'm choosing you. I think you're okay. You might not be creepy. Let's continue.
Wow.
Let's continue.
Let's go on from here.
So, I mean, but, you know, when you go to Match.com or something, you know, people reveal a little bit about themselves.
Yeah.
But on Craigslist, how did you know?
Well, he wrote this, like, short novel about himself, and he sounded just totally normal. So I was like, all right. And I emailed him my IM. I was like, if you want to chat, here's my IM.
Yeah.
Bada bing, bada boom.
And you were living in San Diego at the time?
No, I was living in L.A.
Oh, you were in L.A.
Yeah,
okay,
and
I
think
see.
I was already done with the fashion shebang, shaboom, and I was on to the acting shebang. And, yeah,
yeah,
that's it.
Craigslist. That's cool.
Don't
so,
give up on it.
Yeah, don't give up on it, you know. they just censored their whole sex services section. Have you heard of that one? Yeah, because
I
guess it was like people were using it like for prostitution and things like that. Oh. I mean, even like child trafficking and things
Whoa.
Like that, you know. So, yeah, so that was pretty bad. So I guess a lot of people complained and they took off that section.
That's
you know?
Good.
Which, yeah, I'm not missing it because I never really
right?
used it.
Yeah.
You know? But I can imagine if someone wants an erotic massage, they're going to have to look elsewhere.
Wow.
You know.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. So, Brooke, when you moved here, did you move on your own or did you have friends that moved in with you?
No, I moved across the country by myself.
Really?
No one.
Good for you.
Wow, that takes a lot of courage, huh?
It was interesting.
Yeah?
It was interesting. It was very scary. But
Was it really?
Yeah, I was 19.
Uh-huh.
So you had an apartment already set up that you were moving into?
Mm-hmm. Through school. And, I had roommates. We had, like, a two-bedroom and... three other girls, and they turned out to be pretty crazy.
Really?
I was going to say.
They turned out to be pretty crazy.
Yeah, I guess when you don't know them in advance, you never know what you're going to get, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you don't know what you're going to get, but, you know, I think the particular three I got were
terrible.
Extremely terrible, yeah.
Wow.
There were some things that happened. It was ridiculous. But,
really?
You know, you move on. You get older.
Yeah.
And
you learn
your lesson.
You get the fun, crazy roommate stories,
yeah.
which are
yeah.
just priceless.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the craziness there.
Well, the girl that I actually shared a room with one time, I heard from a friend she put Nair in my shampoo bottle.
Wow.
And I never knew why, but I did notice that the shampoo, like, consistency was, you know, different.
Different, yeah.
So I started using her shampoo. Well, it didn't smell weird, so I don't know.
Oh.
I know, and see, she was the kind of girl who would kind of talk, you know, smack a lot and make up stuff. So who knows if it even actually happened, but there was...
Really?
There was a difference.
So how did you know it happened? I mean, what, was your hair coming off or something?
No, she bragged about it to a friend who happened to be a mutual friend. And the roommate didn't know.
Really?
The girl knew me.
Yeah.
You know, and the girl was like, okay, well, this is what I heard.
Oh,
and I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to use her shampoo and just...
Wow. That's pretty crazy.
Stuff
I mean,
like
that's your roommate. You
got
to be able to trust them, huh?
Yeah. I mean, moving across the country by myself, you know, I have to share my space with this girl, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't treat her
didn't
badly.
Know before,
you know,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I did something that did offend her and gave her some cause, but
luckily my crazy roommate only caused me insomnia. She liked typing up all night and
really.
But that was the worst I got, so I feel pretty lucky.
Yes, you got it very good.
How did you move? Did you drive across country?
Yeah,
my
family drove me down to Savannah, Georgia and dropped me off there. So it was kind of similar situation.
Uh-huh. And then from Georgia to here?
Georgia to San Diego.
San
to
Diego,
LA,
right. I meant California.
To LA. Long story.
Yeah, it is. So did you move? So you drove by yourself down here from Georgia?
Wait, to LA?
To California, let's say.
Oh, no. I flew.
Oh, you flew. Okay, so that's cool. But you started off on your own, right? I mean, you didn't know anybody when you moved?
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I knew my ex. And I moved in with him.
Oh, that's right. Okay. I'm like totally confused. Okay.
Because
you told us about two boyfriends. That's why
I'm
confused.
I know, right?
Confused.
Man. Me and men.
So the first one you met online or the second one you met online?
Both.
Both?
Both.
Wow. The horror. I'm telling you. Well, you know what works. I mean, I think it works because rather than having to go through a lot of people in bars and be introduced to them and everything, you get to choose, you know,
exactly.
and you can focus on the things that you want, you know, and that's pretty cool. So, what about you? Do you currently have a boyfriend right now?
I do.
Really?
And I disagree. I like going out to social settings and... You know, if a guy comes up and says something to me, you know, once he walks away, I'd like to see him interact with his friends or other people, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
You can always tell people a story and put on a different face. But then when you see people with their friends or around other people, you really, you know, you learn a lot more than actually just talking to them. So I usually kind of go off of that more so than what they say to me.
Yeah. So you like going out a lot and stuff?
Well, yeah. I mean, not necessarily like out to a club, but I really love social interaction. You know, other people in motion inspire me in general.
Yeah.
You know?
People in motion. I like that.
Not just
you don't want like couch potato.
Oh, man.
Exactly. No couch potato.
Yeah.
You got to be active if you want to be my friend.
Right. Are you physically active? I mean, do you do sports and stuff like that?
I do yoga.
Do you?
I run. You know, I try to work out however I can, whenever I can.
Yeah.
But no, I recently have been considering taking up a sport, but I don't know what. I did think of racquetball. However... Mm. For my size, that seems might be a little dangerous.
Really, you think so?
So I don't know. I'm on to...
Well, you have so many options.
I'm back on the drawing board.
Tennis is fun.
Yeah.
I love ballet, personally. I love dancing.
Yeah, I danced all growing up. And ballet and tap and jazz, all kinds of dance.
Yeah.
I always appreciated that, but I don't know.
Yeah. Bree, what about you? Are you more a homebody? You like to stay home with your boyfriend
much.
And stuff?
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. And if, like... I'm very social too, but I'm like, come on over to my place.
Yeah.
We'll break out the beer, we'll break out the movies, the board games, big board game nut.
Really?
So I like having parties at my place. I'm a homebody, but I like partying.
Yeah. What are some of the board games you like? I mean, I haven't played one
There's
in so long.
There's this really great one called Imagine If.
Uh-huh.
So, like, you'll put your names on the board, and we'll get on Brooke, and it'll say, imagine if Brooke was a dance, would she be salsa, a scrunchie, a ballet sonata, or whatever? And then everybody votes, and everybody says striptease, and Brooke's like, I'm not a striptease, though. But we move forward in the game because we all voted that.
That's
hilarious.
That does sound pretty fun.
It is so fun. But you have to know everybody really well because that's when it gets really hilarious.
Right, yeah, and to have a bunch of people and stuff. It's
oh,
not good, just two people or something.
No, for sure.
Yeah. So Bree, so what do you do now? I mean, what do you keep yourself busy with?
I'm just acting and modeling. I just started season 4 of The F Word yesterday, which is a web series. It's totally cool. If you just type in The Fly Guys in YouTube, you can check out all the different seasons of episodes. And I've been doing a lot of short films.
Really? So what kind of a show is that, The F Word?
It's faux reality, all improv based. It's about these guys that are trying to get a contract, and they are told by their manager that they should, one of them should get a white girlfriend, and that'll help them sell their rap band. So I'm the white girl. My name's Noelle on the show. It's super funny. It's definitely my thing. I love faux reality improv. That is definitely my niche.
Really?
Oh yeah.
So very interesting. I'll check it out.
You should.
Sounds pretty funny.
It's actually hilarious. You will be shocked at how hard you laugh. It's so funny. No, you have to check it out.
Yeah, I will. I will. So where can people find it?
YouTube. And they also have a website. But YouTube's always my choice because it's so easy.
Yeah, that's true. So it's called The F Word. If anybody wants to see it, they can go there and check it out.
Yeah, they can type in The F Word or Fly Guys. That's the name of the band in the show.
I see. Okay. So so I presume it's all like a black band and something, and then they pick
they're
up the white
group,
girl, right?
They're a rap group, and they're three black guys. So we're playing up the stereotypical, oh, you're black, oh, you're white. He's like sitting down with me. He's like, so you dance ballet. I'm like, oh, you, how often do you crump? Like, we're just playing up on the stereotypes and trying to make it super funny.
Yeah, that sounds pretty funny to me, yeah.
Very interesting.
And
so it'll premiere in 2 weeks, the first episode I'm on, season 4.
Oh, I see. Okay, so this is your first season, though.
Yeah, but they're in their fourth season.
Fourth season, I see. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
so you'll probably get noticed there and stuff. Yeah.
And then I do a lot of voiceovers, and I do a lot of acting, too. I was just on Hair Battle Spectacular on Oxygen. I don't know if you guys were watching that, but I was on two of those episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. So you like seeing yourself on TV and stuff? I mean,
it's kind of weird.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah. It was fun the first time, but now I'm kind of over it. I'm like, all right, been there, done that.
Yeah. And so, Brooke, what you currently, are you in fashion? I mean, do you work in that?
I am. I work a couple of jobs in fashion. I design for a couple of different companies. I'm a wardrobe stylist. I'm a fashion writer.
What's a wardrobe stylist? What do you do?
Basically, when you look through a fashion magazine, there will be like multiple pages called an editorial, and it'll be the same model or a couple of the same models, but it'll all have the same theme, and there won't be any ads or content in between.
Right.
So a wardrobe stylist dresses and, you know, most of the time coordinates all of the clothing you see in editorials.
Really? So you get to choose the clothes, but obviously the producers have to okay that and all that, right?
Yes. And then sometimes you'll have sponsorships or collaborations with maybe different companies, and so certain products will need to be involved.
Right. Like I just did an editorial for these jewelry hair accessories, like David Finch or something. He's in Europe. He shipped them over, and so the pieces had to be in the shoot. But the stylist styled like what the outfit was going to be with which accessory.
Yeah. So sometimes, sometimes I style for clothing companies' lookbooks, where you're featuring, you know, their product, but maybe with, you know, if it's a jean company, maybe they want a specific t-shirt.
Right.
Well, if they don't make t-shirts, you know, you need to find what they want and maybe put shoes and socks and, you know, a pair of glasses or a tie or something, you know, to give it a real feel, but still.
Yeah. It sounds exciting. I mean, you know, it's pretty interesting. I mean, it's different from I don't know, cleaning houses and stuff.
A little bit.
Yeah. But so it's cool. I mean, are you guys busy? Is there a lot of work in that?
Yeah. I actually do tend to stay pretty busy. I work freelance, and I work a lot of my work. I book a lot of my work through a creative agency called State of Tomorrow. But for the most part, I stay pretty busy, you know? It's not certain, and it's not steady. You never really know.
Yeah, but that's, you're not looking for your 9-to-5. That's why you're in L.A., right?
You know, and it's nice. Every job is different.
Love that.
You know, every job requires a lot of research, and that's always fun to me, too.
Absolutely. Because it's what you love. Mm-hmm. So you're enjoying the whole process
exactly.
of it.
Exactly. You know, finding different inspirations, finding out what other people enjoy. That's mm-hmm. really interesting to me.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, sometimes I remember when I was in college, I would look at some of the people, and I thought, you know, someone needs to dress these people, you know? They look like shit, you know? If you do, like, a makeover on them or something, you know, they'll look presentable. But some people, it doesn't even occur to them to look at themselves in the mirror and say, you know, I need a makeover.
Oh, no. But what's really funny about that is I did this makeover show just for fun, just for some extra clothes and everything. And when they came in, the stylist picked out the ugliest things and weirdest combinations really? And put them on me. And I was made to say, hey, this is how I normally dress. So I say, do not believe everything you see.
Yeah.
Yeah. They might not actually dress like that.
That's true.
They were probably styled to look like that. So then the makeover looks really extreme.
Yeah. That's true.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I always wondered about that too. Because it seems like if you walked up to someone or if a family member submitted your name to someone and said, you need a makeover, wouldn't you be offended? Would you go through the process?
Probably would be offended.
I didn't know that I
did it voluntarily. I was like, hey, free clothing, why not? I can make fun of myself.
So it does make more sense to have, you know, maybe a couple of models or actors every once in a while dress up like they're... Like they can't dress.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, is it true about models I guess models, male and female.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yeah. Well, I know, but what I'm asking in general is it hard to work with them or do you find pretty? I mean, Brie, what about you? Are you like a difficult person?
I am not a difficult person.
No.
I had somebody, I was on a couture shoot in Salton Sea. The hairstylist was ripping my extensions out of my hair. I did not say one word. I just cried to myself. I was like, that's fine.
Yeah, I do find the more work a model has had and the longer they've been in the industry, the more temperamental they are.
Really?
Yeah, because I think more and more they get to a point where they're just kind of over it, you know, but maybe they've built this following and it pays well and they can have the lifestyle they want. And, you know, if they're naturally pretty, naturally thin, you know, it's not a whole lot of work, maybe, so I think a lot of times the more temperamental, the harder they are to work with. It's because
I would imagine
really not in it.
Do you see like a sense of entitlement there sometimes? You know,
sometimes. People that have. I mean, I wouldn't say in general, you know, because everyone is so different, you know. And like I said, it really does depend on the work. I think how much they've booked in the past, and you know, because newer models are so much easier to work with because they're really in it, you know, and they'll do stuff for free or for, you know, a lot less money because they really want the experience.
Right, and they're hungry still.
Mm-hmm, they're still very hungry. But some models can be, you know, have a sense of entitlement, for sure.
But Brie is not like that, obviously, right?
Brie does not seem to be like that to me.
So, I mean, when you shoot, though, what do you do, print mainly?
Print, because I'm not very tall. I'm not tall enough for runway.
Right. So, you do print and stuff. I mean, are those like, grueling hours and jobs?
Yes.
I mean, because I hear it's hard, like, to have to pose for so many hours and
like editorial shoots, they go all day, like Salton Sea. It was 110 outside and we were there from sun up to sundown, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And there are no bathrooms there.
That is so much more common than you would think.
Really?
Yeah.
Shooting on location, a scenery might look beautiful in a picture with a beautiful model in front of it, but there's nothing around.
Then you have to go in the bushes.
And you're there.
That's the thing. In Salton Sea, there were no bushes.
Okay, so I won't ask you how you went.
I didn't drink any water that day. I was like, all right, I'm going to be here. I'm not going to go to the bathroom.
Wow. I don't know if I could do that, you know, but I won't imagine, I mean... It could be fun because there's a lot of attention around you, right?
It is fun. It's for one day, you know. Mm-hmm. It's something that you're in love with. You know, you feel totally alive when you're doing it. So getting the fun makeup and inspired by the crazy beehive they're doing with your hair and putting the sticks in to make you look like this deer creature and like the fun dresses you get to wear. It's just so exciting. There's no reason to complain.
Yeah. So, but it's nice to get all the attention too, right? I mean, everybody's like looking at you and making sure that you look like perfect and all that stuff.
I don't like mind the attention. Mm. I'm not an attention
whore. You're not an attention whore?
No.
Okay, good.
No, I just enjoy modeling. I love becoming this like magical character with like crazy fro and like the giant scarves and the overdone eyebrows. It's just like every time it's a different character, and I just I just love it. It's
so
magical.
It is like acting.
It's magic.
Huh?
It is totally like acting. That's why I love it.
Yeah. What about acting work and stuff? Is that hard for you to find?
No. It's really? Definitely really, really, really fun. Yeah. I guess like the hardest part for me is memorizing lines. But, you know, once you really know the character, the lines kind of fall into place because you know the character. You know what she's going to say.
Right, right. But, I mean, is it hard to get auditions or do you go out pretty often?
I go out pretty often.
Really?
See, the thing is I didn't even want to act, but because I kept getting work, I figured, all right, this is something I'm supposed to be doing, and I started enjoying it, and instead of saying, oh, I don't want to be labeled an actress, I tried to just concentrate on the acting part, and I realized I really loved it. I've enjoyed a lot of success. I'm extremely grateful, so I'm just hoping it continues on for me.
I mean, if you keep on doing it right. So do you have an agency?
I have a couple of agencies. I have like a parts agency, hair agency, print agency.
Really? But, so you get a different one for different jobs?
Yes, absolutely.
Stuff. Wow.
That's what I like to do. I like to play up the niche thing, like how you write for fashion, plus you do the editorials. You know, as long as it's in fashion, you're enjoying it, and you find different niches that you can kind of fit into.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, when I got out of college just a few months ago, you know, I felt like the world was opened up to me. And, you know, I had 2 degrees because I got an AA in fashion design and an AA in visual communications. So with both of those, I could pretty much do anything I ever wanted to. And I was hit with the question, you know, what exactly do I do next? And, you know, things just kept kind of falling into my lap. And, you know, from there, you say,
just be one thing.
You know, I always enjoyed writing in high school. And, you know, I never really thought about writing, you know, for fashion, but it, you know, the opportunity came and I was like, well, I could do that, you know?
Sure.
And I love it now.
Yeah, and it makes life so much more fun when you're not just stuck doing one thing.
Yeah. And what's visual communications? Is that like...
It's basically at FITM, where I went to college, it's basically like fashion advertising.
Oh, I see.
And a little bit of merchandising. But we also learn like prop design and... you know, visual display of all sorts.
Right.
You know, just very visual advertisement.
I love that.
That's cool. I mean, that sounds exciting, you know. So, and you're at the start of your life and everything. I mean, I'm sure you're going to have plenty of time to really move up and things like this and actually make a big difference, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it would be nice to one day see my three main jobs all kind of come together into one steady
that
job.
Would be cool.
That would be nice eventually.
Yeah, and it will. It will. If that's what you want, then it'll happen, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, for me, it's like... You know, during my life, I did so many different things and stuff, and it seems like with the radio station, everything just came together, you know, everything converged, everything that I learned and that I did sort of like came together and helped me start this, you know. So I totally agree, you know. I mean, you have to do different things in your life, you know, and you got to try different things.
Don't be afraid.
Yeah. You know, I mean, some people are stuck in the same job for 20, 30 years.
Man, oh, man.
I don't know how they can do that, you know.
Me neither.
I mean, I get bored with something after a couple months.
Yeah, me too. Yes. Man, oh, man.
So you have to have stimulation, you know, a lot of stimulation and stuff. So, so Bree, back to you. Do you have any siblings?
I do. I have 2 younger sisters. We're all 3 years apart.
Oh, really?
They're both equally outgoing and nutty as I am.
Really?
One just graduated from USC, and then the youngest one is graduating from LMU this next year.
Wow.
I'm really excited for her.
So they're out here too, huh?
Uh-huh.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
They moved after you did?
Yeah. For college.
But I see. Okay. And then they figured, gee, our sister is here. Let's...
No, I think this is just like where the college was, and this is these were the colleges that they really were passionate about. So.
Yeah. Do you guys get along well?
Absolutely.
Really? That's
cool.
Yeah. That's cool. Wow.
We're actually kind of, we're really kooky, and we're all like improv kind of sketch comedian type people. So yeah. We have lots of videos on YouTube of all these weird little skits that we did on the spot. Oh, it's so ridiculous.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
I know. The stuff people put up on YouTube is amazing. You know? Do you have any YouTube stuff, Brooke?
Yeah, actually, I did a little bit of modeling a couple of months ago, and a photographer took a video of me modeling, and we're out in
fun.
Topanga Canyon, and it's kind of just, there's no sound. I mean, it's to music, but it's just me kind of twirling around and dancing.
That's cool.
But it is on YouTube.
Wow.
Do you want to do more modeling? Because you're gorgeous. You could definitely model.
I do sometimes with that particular photographer. He's a friend of mine, and we play around a little bit, you
That's
know?
That's fun.
I guess one day it could be kind of nice, but...
But you prefer sometimes being behind the...
Yeah,
behind
I really do scenes, being yeah. prefer behind the camera. I don't mind it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not something that I would choose to do every day,
yeah.
you know?
No, it sounds like you're more cerebral, you know? You want more stuff that you can think about and create and things like that, you know? So
very true.
I can imagine, yeah. So, what was I going to say? Oh, before I forget, I wanted to bring up Lindsay Lohan thing. Did you hear that they sent her to jail without bail, and then another judge allowed her to get out, and you know they posted bond, and they let her out.
They just can't make up their mind.
Yeah, you know, but what do you think about that whole situation? I mean, do you think that she should be in jail, or should she go to rehab instead? You know, I mean, do you punish someone who can't help their addiction?
No.
What do you think, Brie?
No, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I used to be a food addict, and I know from personal experience that addiction is not a choice. You know,
right.
You are absolutely addicted, and the only way is to intervene.
Yeah.
So unless people are helping her out and intervening, like actually having a firsthand account with her, helping her,
right.
then it's just going to keep spiraling.
So it doesn't make sense to punish the person, right?
No.
I mean, you want to help them out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And she's obviously been screwing up quite a bit, you know, so I think she needs to learn how to live life, you know, and I think, you know, ever since she was a kid, I think, and that's a problem with child actors too, you know, it's like they grow up with all the attention and everything, and, you know, their lives are different. They're not,
oh,
it's not
yeah.
normal life.
We can't
know
how, what they're really going through.
Right.
I did read an article about her saying in Vanity Fair this past month, and she said something like, you know, you have no idea how much money I had at, you know, 16, 18, when everybody else was in high school, you know.
Right.
I was being able
to
shop as much as I wanted all day long, getting into anywhere.
That's a drug itself, probably.
Yeah.
Probably is, just the life, you know. So, I don't know. I mean, but we all get ourselves into certain things.
Yeah.
You know, you have to sometimes pay the consequences. I'm certainly not saying, you know, punish, you know, an innocent person. And
yeah.
But
she did drive drunk, you know, and I think she did deserve to sit in jail for a little bit. But to keep sending her back, I don't think that's going to fix the problem.
See, I think sober her up, you know, intervene, send her to get the rehab or whatever. And then when she's sober, that's when you put her in jail.
I see. Okay.
So she takes her punishment.
So she'll have something to look forward to after rehab.
That's interesting.
I'm going to the cell. Bree, you're a little mean there.
Aww.
No, but that makes sense. That would be good, huh? Yeah.
Well, so she's
go to rehab and you go. Yeah, you have something to look forward to. You go into jail after 30 days.
Well, she's been to rehab several times and gets out and goes right back to the partying.
Right.
So I mean, maybe. You know,
maybe
kind
that's
of
the
a,
right combination.
A halfway house,
yeah.
so to speak, like a jail.
But, yeah, apparently she's not working her program, and that's why it's like that. You know?
Right.
I mean, 'cause,
you have to want it. And
yeah.
It's obvious she's not ready for it.
Yeah. And what people don't realize with addiction is, like, you know, even if you're dry and you don't do any for a while, you still are an addict, you know, you're always an addict, and you got to keep that in mind, you know. And some people, I think, like, or, you know, I've heard people are saying, I'm an alcoholic, I've been dry for 20 years or something, you know? So it's like, makes you wonder, so why are you calling yourself an alcoholic? You don't drink.
Right.
But the thing is, I think it's in your personality. It's in your...
It's a chemical.
It's in the
that
genes.
Urge
yeah.
is always going to be there.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
that urge to go to a bottle or,
yeah.
you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It'll always, it doesn't leave you. You know,
yeah.
once it's there, it's there.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and even with cigarettes, you know, I mean, I'm a smoker and stuff, and I can't friggin' quit, you know?
Really?
I mean, yeah.
Me too. I know. Yeah. I've tried several times.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really hard. And you're still young. I mean, I've been smoking since, my God, since I was 15 years old or something. Off and on, you know. I mean, there were years when I wasn't. But yeah, I mean, I talk to people who have quit and stuff, and they're always still like, oh, I'd love to have a cigarette right
wow,
now.
Yeah.
And that's like years later, you know.
So you guys need to stop smoking.
Yeah, we do. We
know. Really bad.
I know. And it's like... it's like a way to kill yourself slowly, you know?
It kind of is.
But it's so much fun.
Oh, my gosh.
It feels so good.
What? I'll never understand.
Yeah,
I've never picked one up.
You probably, like, you never smoked, huh?
I couldn't do that to myself, no.
Yeah. That's cool. And I mean, and you do sports and stuff. That's why it's kind of strange, you know?
Yeah, because, I know. The more I run, you know, if I run an excessive amount in 1 week versus the next week, you know, I'll smoke a lot more that second
oh,
week. You know,
no.
Running is what really does help me.
Right. Yeah. I was going to say
help me kind of break it. Well,
lungs.
Just that. And yeah, I mean, I get a certain high, a certain feeling off of running, you know,
yep.
And then once you make it first, like past the first mile, you know, you want to do the second and then you want to do the third, you know, and you keep going and it feels so good. And
wow, that's pretty good.
And I'll get off the treadmill or, you know, whatever, go home and, you know, won't want to have a cigarette for hours.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
Once that high of the running wears off,
like, hey,
I want it again. You know, the minute.
I know. Then you have a drink or you have coffee.
Yeah,
and,
then you have
everything.
A beer, a glass of wine, and cigarettes coming back out.
Oh, and that's the thing. There's the triggers, right? So if you're having
definitely.
A cup of
you're
coffee,
right.
you're probably like, oh, I need to have a cigarette
coffee,
with this cup of coffee.
After food.
Yeah.
The food thing.
Yeah.
It's big for me.
Triggers. That sounds like you've worked a program or two.
Well,
huh?
Like I said, I used to be addicted to food. So, like, I
really. How long ago was that? Like,
oh,
a long
gosh,
time
when
ago?
When I was like about 16.
Really?
Oh,
that's
my gosh.
Pretty. That's usually when it comes on.
It's
huh?
so crazy because I was addicted to food. You can't cut food out of your life. So, it took me a really long time to heal. But I'm 100% healed now. You know, I'm really.
Well, I can tell. I mean, you're looking good and everything,
thank
you know. And I know people that have had food addictions and things like that. You know,
it's
eating disorders, and it is tough because it's food. It's something
you
deal with all
out.
The time, you know.
Right.
And I'm sure a lot of things trigger that and so forth, like you said, you know. And yeah, it's hard. I mean, when food becomes your comfort, it's very difficult, I think, because you don't even realize you're having a problem, you know.
And, I didn't when I first had it. I did not at all.
Because you just think, you know, I'm feeding myself. Is what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Well,
you have to regulate it. That's interesting.
Were you bulimic? Is that what?
No, I was just addicted to food, so I'm like compulsive overeating.
Right, okay. Wow. But you didn't purge afterwards, huh?
No.
So you must have weighed a lot at one point, huh?
I actually was never technically overweight. I stopped it. I felt really disgusting just with being a little bit heavier than I am now.
Uh-huh.
So I was able to catch it very quickly, which
really?
Is good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
I just felt really unhappy in my skin. Like, it didn't feel right. So I caught it very quickly.
Really?
So I just felt very wrong. It wasn't
And
right.
How many years did it take you to finally kick that?
Oh, man. Probably 8.
Really?
8 years?
Wow.
Yeah, slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah.
In all honesty, you know?
Yeah.
Slow and steady. You just take one cigarette a week, and instead of smoking it, throw it in the trash.
Yeah.
Just one cigarette each week, and then in 3 months, try putting 2 cigarettes. You know, maybe try some different strategies.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's true,
I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Well, there's different ways
like
to look
that.
At it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know when I was younger and stuff, if I would work out, then, you know, I would view myself as an athletic person and thus I wouldn't smoke or anything. You know, I had no desire for it. But then I always found my way back to it.
Oh,
you know?
No. You find your way back every time. Every time.
So that sucks, you know. But I think the best way to do it is really to become athletic where your body can't handle it anymore.
That's very true.
You know? And that, but it's
it
easy for
good,
me to say,
you
know.
Said, like you said, there's like that, I don't know what it is, but there is a pleasure chemical that is released during working out. So I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe one day we'll quit, huh?
Maybe.
With my
hopefully.
Help, you guys can do it.
Yeah. Now, can you, your boyfriend deal with that? Does he smoke too?
Yeah, he smokes.
Yeah, so it's easy to get along together because non-smokers can't stand it.
No.
You know what the funny thing is? I mean, I smoke, but I can't stand when someone else smokes.
Really?
Yeah.
No,
because when you
that.
Smoke, yeah, you don't really smell it, you know, but when someone else smokes, you smell it, you know.
Okay.
So I'm crazy that way, you know. But,
yeah.
But, so, I mean, I don't smoke indoors. I don't smoke in the car. It's always got to be outside. So, I'm kind of weird, you know, that way. But
well, that's a good sign you might be able to quit, though.
I hope so. I sure friggin' hope so, yeah.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, but I like it so much.
No, you don't so much.
Oh, wow. So, well, this is cool. We've got a few minutes left. I wanted to ask you guys... God, my mind went blank.
You want to know what our star signs are, don't you?
I guess, yeah. Well, what is your star sign?
That was an interesting conversation. I'm a Capricorn.
Capricorn?
With a rising Pisces and a moon in Cancer. It's complicated.
I don't know about all this astrology, but it does get complicated.
I know, and then I don't know what any of that means. My 12th house? Oh, my God. It's just crazy.
Yeah. And you, Brooke, what sign are you?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, when's your birthday?
December 11th.
Oh, yeah, my sister's so the 12th. Up.
Oh, how lovely. That's funny.
Really?
It's funny.
Yeah, that's true. My wife's is on the 12th, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
And that's your sister, you said?
Mm-hmm. My youngest.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hilarious.
Is she like pretty stubborn and out there and stuff like that?
She's really outgoing and sweet and kind and caring.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't believe in those signs or anything.
No. You can't fit people in the 12 boxes.
No.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Okay. Well, it's not only 12 boxes because you get the 12 houses and the rising.
Man, oh man.
I don't know. I don't get that, man.
No, I met this girl on set this one day. Man, oh, man. She was like, so what's your sign? I'm like, Capricorn. She's like, oh, so you like to do this? Oh, my God. And then she found out what sign was in what house, like for maybe three different things. And she was just going nuts, categorizing me into this little teensy little perfect box. And I was like, I'm sorry. I'm a human being. Yeah. I don't fit in your box.
Yeah.
But thanks. Bye.
I know. And I don't know. Why do they feel necessary that they need to know that? You know, I mean, it's like, why do you need to know a person's sign?
Yeah. And people love.
Because they put them in categories. That's why they probably like it.
People love identifying with things. Like, this is your identity. This is my identity. We're different, so we can't get along. Or, oh, you like this and I like this. That means we have to be friends.
Yeah.
They love identifying with
things. Yeah, I know. I know.
I think also just in our generation with technology being the way it is, you know, we want our information ASAP, you know, as soon as possible. So if you can, you know, categorize and identify with people on a certain stereotype as fast as possible, you feel like you know that person more, so you know you're not wasting your time trying to be friends with them, or you are wasting your time.
It's so funny.
Yeah, I think it has a lot to do with.
Yeah, but it's such generalizations about people, you know, because like you said, I'm an individual, you know, I have different things and stuff, so. And besides, you know, I mean, when they tell you things about your sign, it's like it applies to everyone, you know, because
that's how they do it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know,
it's so obvious.
And they'll tell you, that, you know, if you have if your moon and your sun and all that stuff, then it makes it different and all that. So, you can't box people into all these things, you know. So
simple as that.
So I agree, you know. But I don't know. Some things are interesting about it, though, you know. And one thing
that's how they get you.
Yeah.
Being interesting.
And
so you're interested.
And, yeah. But I like more is numerology. You know, I mean, I don't know how real that is, but you know, when it has to do with math and numbers, it seems a little more like it makes more sense, you know. But again, you know, they categorize you and everything, you know. So I don't know, but at any rate, so Bree, where can people find you? Obviously on YouTube, right?
Right.
And so it was the F word, and that's where people can find you.
And my videos are under my username JEMAMME. Jemmy.
Okay, Jemmy.
I love Jem and the holograms, and I am Jem was taken, so Jem. Am me.
I see. Jam and me. Okay, got it. Whatever.
Look at that. It's complicated. It's complicated.
Do you have a website you want people to go to, or?
Sure. My blog, Bree spells Bree. blogspot.com.
Oh, wow. That's
B-R-I.
Cool. So you write a blog and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to read that.
It's pretty fun. I tell all my little stories from casting calls and everything. Share some little funny stories.
Sounds cool. Yeah. And you, Brooke, do you have a website too?
Like I do.
Everybody else.
Like everybody else. BrookeEvans.com.
Okay,
is
cool.
My name. I also have a blog too, a Blogspot, but it's a style blog. I don't have a whole lot of content in it. It's mostly just pictures.
Oh, no, I like that. You know? I love that kind
yeah,
of stuff.
Don't make so me read too much.
Yeah.
No, I love fashion, so I'll definitely check it out.
But, yeah, I like to post, like, my obsessions for the month. You know, like,
nice.
What I want to buy and what I can't afford.
You know? Well, you got to have the pictures, then, at least, right?
Yes.
That's
oh,
how
yes.
I do it.
Always have pictures.
Me, too. In the same way. See, you can take the fashion out of me, but you can't take me out of the fashion.
Me out of
there
the fashion.
You go.
No, exactly.
There you go. Well, ladies, thank you so much for joining me this
thank
morning.
You for
You've been
me.
A lot
thank
of fun.
You.
Of course. Of course. And good luck to you with whatever it is you're doing, the modeling and the acting and all that stuff.
Arigato.
You know? Yeah, and
you're like, yeah, what's that?
What?
I said thank you in Japanese.
Oh, really?
Yeah, arigato.
I thought you said something else. I don't know.
Well, because you didn't know I was speaking a foreign language.
Yeah. Japanese. Okay. Do you know some Japanese or just that
hi.
Word? Huh?
Hi. That means yes.
Oh, okay. What the hell, Blaine?
Okay.
I thought she was getting
American.
The hiccups there. So, all the best to you, Brooke. Thank you so much.
Thank
Good luck
you.
With the fashion and everything.
Thank
I know
you.
You're going to do very well. Everybody, thank you all for joining us, and we'll be back here tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.